Welcome to AncestorsBackThen.com. During this series, we'll learn how our ancestors lived in the 20th century, early to mid-1900s. Their stories are fascinating. I think you'll enjoy it. Let's get started. I recently had the pleasure to speak with Miss Cal from North Carolina. In this episode, we'll find out why she had no regrets growing up in the South, and what made her happy. Also, what trade was passed down to her from her mother. Let's get started with where she grew up in North Carolina.
I grew up in Lincolnton, North Carolina, in a small town called Tucker's Grove. The largest city that is near would be Charlotte. On the south side, on the north side, the largest town that it would be Maiden, and okay. Then Hickory. And actually, Tucker's, it was not a town, it was a small community.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In Lincolnton County.
Let's talk about your earliest childhood memories. Were you happy back then?
I was.
You
happy.
Were?
Yes.
What'd you do for fun? I mean, today the kids have all this internet and all kinds of stuff. What'd you do for fun back then?
I played with my two sisters and my brother. We, would go down in the woods and build forts with the trees. I played with baby dolls. We played.
Okay, you had dolls?
Yeah, we had dolls.
Okay, all right.
We had dolls. We had bicycles. We rode our bicycles. Played with our wagon. So it was a happy. Yeah, it was a happy.
You had a little
childhood.
Red wagon.
Yeah, it was a happy childhood.
I'm glad to hear you say that. What type of house did you live in? Do you remember?
I do. I grew up in a large two-story house. My dad was a sharecropper, so it was not his house. It belonged to the people whose land, the house was on. He paid rent, but the house was on land that did not belong to him.
So your family didn't own the land?
No, we did not own that land.
Did your family have electricity in that house?
At first, we did not have electricity, but it was years later before the house burned down.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
So what'd you do without electricity? How'd you have light?
We had the kerosene lights, and there was my dad had a lamp that you would pump, and it had it had the mantles on it, and he would pump it up, and then, it was a very good glow. And then we had the kerosene lamp.
I never heard of that one. You would pump the lamp up?
Yeah, there was a lamp, and you could pump it up.
That's how you got a chance to see what you were doing and read and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Was there a TV in the home that you recall?
There was, in our early years, there was not a TV, but we did have a radio. Uh-huh.
All right. You remember the radio or what you listened to on it?
We listened to, and I don't remember exactly what it was that we listened to, but we had a radio. But usually, after my dad would come in from work in the afternoons, we would sing, and he would read scriptures from the Bible, and then we would sing, and mm-hmm. he would play games. We'd play.
Aww.
Yeah.
Made it fun.
Made it very fun.
Made it very fun. But music, was there any music on the radio at that time?
I really don't recall the music. I just recall, there being that there, but as far as the music that we listened to when I was, at that age, mm-hmm. I don't recall.
Was there a telephone in your home back then?
No.
No telephone?
No.
So what if you had to make a call? You needed to call a family member that lived in another state.
And I don't know how that happened, how that got done, but if there was ever anything that needed, a message that needed to be relayed, mm-hmm. we always got the message.
You got it. You got it somehow.
Yes.
It would have been telegram?
No, no.
No?
No.
But you got the message.
We got the message. We got the message.
Cal, let's talk a little bit about plumbing. How did you bathe? Do you recall?
We went to the spring in the early days. We went to the spring, and we carried the water up the hill in buckets. And we poured it in the aluminum tubs.
So you had to go get the water from the spring.
Then we would heat the water on the stove.
How far away was the spring from your house? Did you have to go a long ways, like a mile?
It wasn't that bad. It was the only bad thing about it was downhill. You carry the empty buckets downhill.
And carry the full buckets uphill.
Back up.
Talk about exercise. So how many of those buckets did you have to get in order to take a bath?
We would get I would take two buckets down. My sister would take two buckets down. So, yeah.
And take your bath that way.
But we also conserve the rainwater.
All right. So you put a bucket outside when it rained, you didn't have to go to the spring.
No, there was a tub or a barrel or something on the outside. For the rainwater. That also. We didn't have a pump.
Did you have an indoor bathroom, Cal?
No, we did not.
Okay, tell me about that. How did you use the restroom?
Okay, we had what was called an outhouse. Mm-hmm. But on the inside at night, we had was the chamber pots.
That sounds serious.
There was another name for it, but I'm not going to say the name.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, so they were referred to as the chamber pots. So we had those for, nighttime. But in the mornings, we would have to take those out and empty those into the little hole, into the outhouse.
Whose job was that?
It varied. And at the time, it was just because it was the way it was not something that you...
You didn't worry about it.
Didn't worry.
You just
did it. Something, mm-hmm. Because that was the norm and that's what we did. So
because it was all you knew.
That's what we knew.
Okay. That's what we knew. Mm-hmm. Okay. Today you frown upon it because you got all this new stuff.
Oh, my gosh. But, yes.
So you had the outhouse and the chamber pots.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would just go at night. If you had to go, you just went to wherever the chamber pot was.
It was always in the bed, in the room that you slept in. Okay. Ours was in the room that we slept
in. So you had more than one, so you had some privacy.
Yes.
Well, that's good to know. Uh-huh. How did you clean yourself up?
At night?
Well, at any time, when you went to the outhouse or the chamber pot.
We always had paper. There was paper there.
What kind of paper?
Toilet paper.
Oh, you had toilet paper back then?
Yeah, we had toilet paper.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, we had toilet paper.
Okay. That's good to know. Soap. Where'd you get your soap to wash up and take those baths?
From the store. My dad, he went grocery shopping.
You actually bought. Y'all were doing all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about, we'll change the subject a little bit and talk about school. You recall where you went to school and what that whole situation was like?
When I, my grade school, there was a school there in the community that I lived in.
In North Carolina.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I went to school there. And when I went to high school, I went to New Bowl High School in Lincolnton.
So you went to an actual school. It wasn't like a one room.
No.
Because some people tell stories where, everybody was in one room.
Mm-mm. Went to actual school.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
What about transportation? Did your family have a car?
Yes. My dad, we always had a car.
All right.
We always had a car.
All right. Y'all were doing good in there in the 1900s. Y'all were doing good.
This was the middle. Cause
this was the middle. What type of food did you guys eat back then? Do you recall what your parents used to eat?
My dad, we ate normal foods. We ate rice, we ate chicken, we ate pork was very, because my dad raised pigs.
Mm-hmm.
So we ate the pork, we ate corn because he did the gardens and things like that.
Oh, because he ate off the land.
Yeah, we had the chicken, we had the eggs. Yeah.
I'm assuming he slaughtered the pigs or something like that.
And then
did that bother you?
No. Only until I had to. The one part, it didn't bother me,
mm-hmm.
but the cleaning of the chitlins, that was sort of gross.
So you had to clean the chitlins.
Yeah, my sister and I, that was our job, along with my auntie, because,
Tell everybody what chitlins are.
Pig intestines.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's putting it nice.
Did you eat them at the time?
I've tasted them, but I know.
Your thing?
No.
All right. Did you eat any parts of the pig, though? You were okay with, pork chops bacon?
Yeah.
And
my dad made the ham and the show. That was good eating.
It was good eating? All right. Did you have any stories, anything else you want to share with us? What life was like back then for you and your parents? Did they ever tell you anything that you found really interesting?
And we were talking about that earlier today. Uh-huh. My parents, my mom died when I was 12.
Oh.
So my dad, ended up raising us. And life was good. It wasn't a horrible life.
Mm-hmm.
It was, my memories of my early life. We never went to bed hungry. There was never anything that we needed that we did not have. And like I said, my dad raised us. And while he wasn't a perfect person, he was the best dad ever. He was the best dad, he made sure that after my mom died, that we all of us, you know, that we were raised together. My dad had kids, you know, prior to him marrying my mom, but he always let us know who our brothers and sisters were, and he made sure that we, you know, that we were in each other's lives, that we connected with each other. And the thing, one of the things that I remember that's a very fond memory, after my mom died, one of my older sisters, my baby sister, which was four at the time, you know, she didn't go to stay with her, but she would stay with her, you know, during the day when my dad was at work. Mm-hmm. And her mom treated us like we were her children. Uh-huh. We could go to her house.
How special,
you know,
is that?
If she had whatever she had in the kitchen, she would tell us, y'all go on in there and get some cake. I got cake in there. Go in there and make me. I mean, you know.
So she was like a mom.
She was. She was. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, so I can say that life was, you know, it wasn't.
As good as it is now.
It's not, yeah. in some ways, and in some ways, it was better.
Okay.
In some ways, you know.
I like that you said that.
It was better. In some ways, it was better because at that time, you know, growing up, you know what you know. But when you get older, then responsibilities become yours instead of somebody else's. Mm-hmm. So in some ways, it was better. It was better. But I can look back and say, I don't, you know, regret the way I was brought up.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
I don't regret the way that I was.
So no regrets. You were okay.
I was okay. Mm-hmm. I was okay. We didn't have some of the niceties that some of the other kids had, you know, that we went to school, that I went to school with. Mm-hmm. But my mom, you know, was a seamstress. She could sew, and she passed that on to me.
Okay.
So I remember.
So she sewed your clothes to make sure you had stuff to wear.
She made sure that we girls had, you know, beautiful little dresses to wear. Yeah.
And did you go to church?
We did.
Every Sunday.
We went to church every Sunday. She was a Sunday school teacher. And when she came home, my dad, like I said, sang in the choir. Mm-hmm. And and she sang in. And so we grew up, you know, in the church doing, loving the Lord. So life was good. Like, and like I said, I have no regrets.
Now it's time for Miss Cal's tips.
I asked Miss Cal what advice she'd like to pass along to current and future generations.
If I had a chance to talk to young people, and when I do have the chance to talk to young people, I try to tell them, you know, instruct them that where you are, people that are older than you, they've been where you are trying to go. So the wisdom, the knowledge that you can gain from sometimes just sitting and talking and listening and applying that knowledge to your lives, you know, it'll make a difference. And don't take for granted that people in your life are going to always be there, because they're not always going to be there. And when you look back and think about some of the things that you've heard, that they've told you, you know, and if you fail to apply those to, you can avoid some pitfalls if you apply those things to your life. If you, that's one of the one thing, you know, and I would also let them know that while you can learn from us as elders, we can learn from you also.
You're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
I learn from my grandkids.
Me too.
They teach me things.
Yes.
Missy, do you have anything else?
I think that would be all, unless you have more questions.
I don't have anything else, but you warm my heart. I love the advice you gave young people, and I love hearing that you have no regrets. You were happy about growing up in the early 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful, because not all stories are like that. So you're a beautiful lady. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. We'd love to hear your story. Send us an email to bj@ancestorsbackthen.com. That's bj@ancestorsbackthen.com, and we'll be in touch. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to like us and subscribe.